new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 21. The first full day of spring arrives today. Here's what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. The missing young man from Eaton, still in focus. The lieutenant governor will brief us live on radio at the bottom of the hour with all things session related. We have a bunch of topics to cover with her. And unfortunately, losses last night for the Ball State women's basketball team live on WMUN and the IU women, the number one seed. They ended up losing to the same school that the IU men lost to. Steve Lindell here. Emily Guffey is my producer in the Axia Command Center. First and foremost, an update to the missing person Scotty Morris case, Eaton, Indiana. We have a couple of audio bites that we are going to play for you. Let's give you a quick summary first and foremost. This coming from the Muncie Star Press, it's still missing. That's the bottom line. And as of about 8:30 p.m. Thursday, that was the last time that Scotty Morris, that 14-year-old, was seen. And we spoke to Officer Jay Turner yesterday, police chief. We'll get to him in just a moment. But first, let's do this. From a Facebook post late last night, this is Eaton Deputy Chief Chris Liggett.
Hello, my name is Chris Liggett. I'm Deputy Police Chief with the Eaton, Indiana Police Department. We're doing this live video to put out or to squash some rumors that we're hearing. At this time, there's no crime scene. There's nothing being taped off for part of this investigation. The haircut itself that people are talking about had been done prior. That was done prior due to Scotty's request at a hair salon. That was not done the night of. That was done days prior. There is a multi-agency involvement, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, volunteer fire departments, surrounding counties, our county. We're all working together. Several volunteers, hundreds of people have come out to help us. Family, friends, other public safety agencies have come out to assist us. Businesses have donated things, flashlights, food, and it's greatly appreciated. But we wanted to squash these rumors that we're hearing on social media. We want Scotty home safe. As of right now, the search will be coming to a close, and we're going to suspend that at sundown today.
And that was as of last night. Again, that Facebook video feed, the voice of Chris Liggett, the deputy chief of the Eaton Police Department. Now another piece of audio, and you may have seen or heard this on the Indy TV stations. This actually comes via Channel 13. We spoke to Chief Jay Turner yesterday on WMUN's Delaware County Today, but the chief actually was able to introduce Mom, and Mom had some words. Let's bring that up now.
Morris, she is Scotty Morris's mother. We've been working with Felicia for the last 3 days, and she's been very cooperative with our investigation. We had decided that she wanted to talk to Scotty personally, so that's why we're here.
Do I hold that?
No, you're okay. Go ahead.
Scott, I love you, and I want you to come home. And I know that you're mad and confused, and I'm afraid that you're scared of all of this. Everyone is out looking for you, and we're not trying to scare you. You're not in trouble, okay? If you're in a house and they come to you and you don't want to go out because it's the cops, reach out. Me and Dad will come get you, okay? I love you, and I just want you to come home. I need to know that you're safe. Please just call 911. tell anyone. Just, I need you home. I just need you home, okay? And I love you so much, okay?
That is mom, Felicia Morris, talking to Channel 13 yesterday, and Eaton Police Chief Jay Turner there. The missing young man is Scotty Morris, 14 years old, been missing since Thursday night. And some more information now from the Muncie newspaper, the Star Press. They've had horses, helicopter, infrared, fixed-wing helicopter. And basically what they said late last night was at the Eaton Police Department, they've looked everywhere they can think to look. And investigators continue now to hope that the young man might be hiding in a local home, quite possibly. Delcom schools are on spring break this week, and some families are on vacation this week. So, and again, they don't know. They're just speculating, but hopefully speculating, meaning hoping that maybe Scotty might be in perhaps a home purposefully, maybe, reading between the lines there. And the bottom line is we still just don't know. Police, emergency responders, volunteers have been looking for several days, mostly in outdoor locations, for fear of especially the cold that we had over the last several days and the way Scotty was dressed when he was last seen. Wasn't wearing a lot of warm clothes, I guess is what I'm saying. So anyway, that's the latest on that. Now, just a personal aside as a father here just for a second. At some point, I assume, again, a lot of assuming here, but we want a positive end to this. If Scotty was hiding somewhere in or near town, Eaton, or somewhere, maybe somebody doesn't know that he's hiding there, too. At some point, Scotty's going to have to come out, maybe get some food, or he might talk to a friend. Here's a good one. Maybe he'll get on social media or text a friend or something. And perhaps I can talk to a friend right now. If you hear from Scotty, again, make darn certain that you tell somebody that something is going on and that you know something, that you heard something. Conjecture doesn't help. The social media stuff, the rumors that were quashed by Deputy Chief Chris Liggett at the start of this segment on Delaware County Today, by the way, you're on WMUN from Wolf Boom Radio and Steve Lindell. Rumors don't help anybody. If you know something, certainly say something. And if you hear something that you think sounds valid or useful, please call 911 or the Eaton Police Department. But as far as rumors, here's what I heard or here's what I think on social media, that doesn't help anybody. And we just really want to find out that Scotty Morris is okay. And I obviously from mom's voice, Felicia Morris just a second ago there, that is clearly the case as well. Steve Lindell live on WMUN. This is the Talk of Muncie. Our opening segment having all to do with that story. We'll come back in a moment and bring you a really important interview that we conducted a little over a week ago, but some technology did not allow us to give it to you with a senator. We're going to get that to you in just a moment on today's Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
Inflation is nothing more than legalized theft. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and to preserve your wealth, I highly recommend keeping physical gold in your retirement account. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold, which is the only gold IRA company I trust. So text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Now at Menards, save big money with the 11% off everything.
Transform your home with a new garage door from Ideal Door at Menards. We have the largest stock selection in the Midwest with more than 10 different garage doors in stock today. Right now, a 9x7 non-insulated garage door is only $399.99 after 11% rebate. Good through March 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, guys, it's time for our new Sheriff Goslin spring commercial. It looks like it's going to be a busy season, and it's time to get to work. So what do you think we should say, Gary?
With the spring storms coming, our customers should know that we are happy to work with their insurance company. What do you think, Adam?
I think we should also make sure they know about our seamless gutter systems, along with financing for qualified customers.
Sounds good. Just remember to tell them to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
New year, new career. Hi, this is Stephen Brand, General Manager at Magna. If you are looking for a career with a people-centric environment, then Magna is the place for you. Magna could be the perfect fit. Want to find out? Getting started is simple. Walk in any Wednesday between 8 a.m. and noon for an on-the-spot interview. Find out about Magna's world-class benefits with profit sharing, apprenticeships, and 401k match. Job security is key when making career decisions, and Magna has a plan for you. We look forward to moving your career with Magna forward for all.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning again. It's the 21st of March. Note just in from the Muncie Sanitary District, live radio, live update. They have a road closure today. South Walnut Street from 18th to 21st Street will be closed for storm sewer work that includes replacing storm inlets and storm pipes across the road. They anticipate that to be closed until later tonight or tomorrow, March 22nd in the morning. Please watch out to avoid the area if you don't want to get junked up on a drive somewhere. Maybe you need a timing issue to get across town or something. This is Delaware County Today on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. We talk sports, we talk news, we also talk politics, and we had the good fortune of visiting with Senator Todd Young. This interview actually happened on March 13th in studio here for WMUN. We were not able to air the audio until just now because of a technology problem we had with the audio file, but our genius technology expert, Sean Mattingly, was able to recover the data, and we bring you this interview now on WMUN. We are with the senator in the room, and we are honored that Todd Young has joined us here in our WMUN studio. Senator, thank you very much for being here. I understand you've been in the area doing several things. You just came from a visit with President Mearns at Ball State.
What a great leader. I mean, he is, he's so good for the university, and he has a vision to continue to pull more people into the circle and do what he can to serve the people of Muncie and way beyond.
And yep. You were in Noblesville before that visit. What were you talking about there, and where were you?
We were at BorgWarner and visiting with a number. BorgWarner, they help develop and manufacture motors for automobile systems and related products, but also they're moving very rapidly into the electrification area for automobiles. So we discussed with them the importance of federal incentives to assist with the innovation economy, and I've been actively working in that space. So it was a great meeting.
Senator Young is in the studio. I was communicating with one of your handlers. I call them handlers. I hope that's okay.
That's what I call them too. Typically, they're handling me, but if necessary, they'll handle others.
My wife Nancy and I just got back from a vacation, and we had the good fortune of having a connecting flight in D.C. on Saturday, and I haven't been to D.C. but for a couple of very brief visits, and I had the good fortune as the plane turned on at Reagan I could see the Capitol, and I could see the Washington Monument, and I got goosebumps. In fact, I'm getting goosebumps right now telling you the story.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you was, you've been doing this for a little while now, but when you first became a senator, what was it like for you when you were walking down those sidewalks and streets, and then, boom, there's the nation's capital right in front of you, and I work there now?
You know, I don't look up in awe frequently enough, but not once a week. Typically, once every couple of weeks, I'll step out of my office buildings and look right up at the U.S. Capitol when it's illuminated in the evening, and that's when I tend to get my sort of goosebump moments. And you know, if you ever lose that, and I say this to some of my colleagues, it's time to leave. It's definitely, you know, you've been there too long if you're not having those goosebump moments. And so in thick and thin, that helps keep me going sometimes in Washington.
One of the many things that you and your counterparts have been dealing with as of late is the COVID-19 Origin Act of 2023. Can you summarize what that does? And for our listeners that may not have tracked this, it was passed by the Senate. It was passed by the House. It awaits the president's signature. Can you tell us about that bill and why you, I assume you supported it?
I do. Okay. Yeah. In short, this legislation is designed to let the American people know everything that the government knows about where the COVID virus came from. There's this debate playing out in the public forum about, did it come from a lab leak? Was it potentially an intentional act of the Chinese Communist Party? Or instead, was this a peculiar transmission from a bat emerging from the southern part of China up into a, you know, a meat market somewhere? And there's a lot of speculation. I happen to think that intuitively, where it probably came from was a lab leak. But, you know, our intelligence community, they disagree with one another, and there's speculation, even some you know, concerns about fabrication. So why not increase trust in the process by shining a light on what we know, consistent with protecting sources and methods so that we don't divulge any, any top secret stuff. So that's what this legislation would do, is open up the books for the American people, and I wholeheartedly support this.
All right. President Biden still has that, as we are speaking right now, in his hands, so we'll see what happens with a signature or not sometime soon.
Whenever you're opening up the books, it can embarrass some people. Right.
No.
And I'm not too worried about embarrassing people. I want to prevent one of these things from happening again and hold accountable those who were bad actors.
Senator Todd Young is my guest. Until I looked at the notes about our meeting today and our interview, I didn't realize that the Gulf and Iraq wars were still technically in effect. And you have a bill to formally end those.
Yeah, you know, it's the constitutional duty of members of Congress not just to vote on when we go into conflict or start wars, but also to oversee the carrying out of those wars and ultimately to bring them to a conclusion. And some members of Congress would prefer nothing more than to delegate these responsibilities to the executive branch so they don't have to make really hard decisions about when to commit to going into war, when not to. And that's the worst thing we could ever do. It not only betrays the trust of the American people and is inconsistent with our constitutional responsibilities, but it's very dangerous, too, because with these authorities from the first Gulf War beginning in 91 to the second Gulf War in 2002, with those staying on the books, a future president could use those authorities to justify a military intervention without the American people agreeing to it through their elected representatives. So in light of that, myself, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia, and a host of other Republicans and Democrats alike are saying enough, time to take these off the books. And that's what we aim to do in the next few days when we return to D.C. this week.
I understand a vote is forthcoming on that one pretty soon.
Expected to occur on Thursday,
Yes. Senator Young is in studio here on WMUN from Wolf Boom Radio. I'm Steve Lindell on Ukraine. Do you hear from Hoosiers any sort of pushback on the enormous amounts of money that are being allocated to their efforts to protect themselves against Vladimir Putin? And does anybody ever ask you, wait a second, why can't we use some or a lot of that money here at home for various sorts of reasons and so on?
You know, Steve, I do, and that's understandable. And I, you know, at a certain level, I share those concerns and agree that we got to be a lot better about spending money as if it were our own in Washington, D.C. This is a case, however, where we didn't pick this fight, but Vladimir Putin has picked it not just with the Ukrainian people, but also with the American people. I mean, if you are undermining the precedent that any two-bit dictator can send his or her army into a sovereign nation and undermine self-government and freedom-seeking people, it's not going to stop here. It's going to continue in Taiwan, where we have major financial and economic interests, and end up on others' doorsteps. So it's a lot cheaper to deal with this situation at its source. A couple of things I would share with my fellow Hoosiers who are concerned about the amount of money, though. Mm-hmm. Number one, we need to persuade the Europeans to do more. The American people can't do this on our own. We did invest a lot of treasure, to say nothing of blood and other resources, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're in the process of persuading the Europeans to do more. They have done a lot more, but they need to do still more. And number two, we need to shine an even brighter light of scrutiny on the money that goes there. I think the Inspector General to Afghanistan was remarkable. Folks on all sides of these arguments agree with that. So my hope is that we can appoint him to oversee this operation as well.
That's Senator Todd Young from an interview I conducted on March the 13th. We apologize it's taken so long for us to share that. We had a technology problem with that audio. We were able to recover it last night thanks to the genius of our Sean Mattingly staff technologist. There's more to that interview. He was in studio here on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Senator Todd Young, if we have time before the end of today's hour-long program, we will rejoin the rest. There was a lot more to that conversation. We will post that later today, by the way. That'll be podcast on our WMUNMuncie.com website as well. Coming next, we have a scheduled talk live with the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana. That's straight ahead on this morning's edition of Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill, and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the explosive, all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-605-1673. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now, 800-605-1673. That's 800-605-1673.
March is a big month at Plan Z. It's the month when people who quit the first diet they started in January decide not to quit on their weight loss goals. It's also the time we run our customer appreciation sale. This year, we're going to pull out all the stops by offering a totally new pricing program for Plan Z. Become a member for just $19 a month. Then buy your dieting supplies as you need them. The ZR50 Crave Control Spray will be discounted too. This stuff is magic. Of course, this is a very limited time offer, so hop on it. Plan Z is still backed up with two guarantees. One of them is a skeptic's guarantee that allows you to try Plan Z and convince yourself that this is the right diet for you. If you have ever thought about doing Plan Z but backed off because it didn't fit the budget, take the time now to visit PlanZDiet.com and get the new details on this amazing offer. We are still the safest, most effective, best-tasting diet on the planet. You'll eat real food, you won't have to exercise, and you'll see results fast. PlanZDiet.com.
This just in, pizzas are a hit at Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club. The classics you love, pepperoni, meat lovers, and the ones that are unique to Mulligan's, like the pesto margarita. Come hungry, whether you're with your family or with the guys on football nights, or, you know, just by yourself. Visit CrestviewGolf.net for the full pizza menu and the specials that you can enjoy every week. Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill at Crestview Golf Club.
People are talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Good morning, live at 8:30 in the morning on March the 21st. Thank you for listening today and every day. We're always here for you from 8 to 9 a.m. Power Hour airs this afternoon, 4 to 5 p.m. with Sports Talk. I'm sure that Mark Forrester will be talking about the Ball State women's basketball team that fell last night in the second round of the WNIT. And the IU women also lost as a number one seed. The hopes were high for them this year. Let's get a bit of a snapshot of today. Kind of start your day with this kind of topical information on WMUN.
It's March 21st, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's World Down Syndrome Day. This day is meant to give those with Down syndrome and their advocates the chance to be heard and bring further public awareness to the disorder. Down syndrome is a naturally occurring genetic disorder that exists on all parts of the globe and is known to affect learning, physical characteristics, and overall health. Providing support through social learning programs better allow those with Down syndrome to integrate and develop, ultimately becoming more self-sufficient. Also on this date, in 1965, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and hundreds of others involved in the civil rights movement begin the march from Selma, Alabama to Montgomery, escorted by nearly 2,000 members of the National Guard and U.S. Army troops. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Matthew Broderick, born in 1962, and comic book writer Mark Waid, also born in 1962. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
And happy birthday, Emily Guffey. I didn't get you a thing. I had no idea. She just mimed that through the glass from the Axia Command Center. Coming up in just a moment, we are expecting to talk to the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana. Suzanne Crouch will join us in just a moment. I'm Steve Lindell. This is the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Yeah, news talk, community talk, and sports talk. Plus 9 o'clock, you'll get Dan Patrick talk. He will be taking over the airwaves as usual, 9 to noon, on the new WMUN. Now we go live to the Lieutenant Governor of Indiana. Suzanne Crouch is up and at 'em as usual and live on WMUN with Steve Lindell. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm excellent. Where are you headed today? I thought I saw a press release yesterday. You're going to make an appearance somewhere.
Well, I'm actually in Hendricks County. Just spoke to a group at the American Legion and heading back to the State House, and we'll be speaking to the Indianapolis Rotary Club a little later and then be in session and speak to FFA because it's National Ag Day and just a busy day ahead of us.
You know, when you speak to the FFA, would you ask if I could have one of those jackets? I've always been a fan.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know what? Some adults actually still have their jackets, and they're still able to fit in them.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, let's talk about the session. You mentioned that you're headed in that direction for some more work at the State House. What do you think is the most significant development so far in this session?
Well, you know, that I think there's a couple things. Of course, as the budget continues to move through the process, hearing testimony from groups that are affected by the funding, particularly when it comes to mental health. We've talked about that before, Steve. I'm very passionate about you know, putting in place the infrastructure, but also the funding for mental health. But I also think property taxes, now that people are going to start getting their property tax bills, that is becoming a bit of a sticker shock. And so while the General Assembly can't do anything to affect the May tax bills, there are conversations about the steps that they can do to help people for the November payment. And that's particularly important because the tax bills are driven by, you know, the assessed valuation, and that's, of course, driven by the market. And with the shortage of homes for people to buy, we've seen the bidding wars going on that have driven up the prices of homes. Therefore, people's property taxes have gone up. And I just remember, Steve, that when I was a county auditor down in Vandenberg County, and I remember waiting on an elderly gentleman who was at the counter, and he was crying because he didn't have enough money to pay his tax bill and to pay for his wife's prescriptions. And that's what I worry about. It's what members of the General Assembly worry about, are those Hoosiers that are on fixed incomes that are going to be shocked when they get those property tax bills. So I'm going to say right now that whole property tax issue and what can be done, even though it's market driven and it's just the result of high prices, you know, that homes are getting, it's still going to affect people. And so that is something that I think is, because tax bills are starting to be received, is starting to percolate to the top.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is my guest on the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie. I'm Steve Lindell. Any update, Lieutenant Governor, on the magistrate for Delaware County possibility?
Well, you know, that is, you know, to get a magistrate to become a judge, it takes legislation in the General Assembly. Mm-hmm. And I don't know exactly where that is.
Okay.
I thought that kind of hadn't made it through the session yet, and maybe won't make it through the session this particular General Assembly, but, you know, you never know what can happen.
Okay.
And certainly things end up in the budget. But certainly, you know, the need must be there, or Delaware County wouldn't have asked that magistrate, you know, be provided.
And Senator Scott Alexander, Republican, and Democrat Sue Arrington from the immediate area have advocated for that, for what it's worth. Senate Bill 12, banning school library books. Can you speak about that particular bill?
That was a very lengthy debate in the Senate. Of course, as Lieutenant Governor, I'm president of the Senate, and it was a very lengthy, contentious debate. And senators actually had books that they had at their desks that they invited other senators to look at, books that came from school libraries that had very graphic sexual drawings and information. And so what passed out of the Senate was a bill that allowed for a process. If someone objected to a particular book being in a school library, it put in place a process by which that an individual could voice their objection, and that objection would be taken up, and then that book ultimately could be removed from the school library. That has moved over to the House, and there are changes taking place in that bill. So we'll have to wait and see
right.
at the end of the day. But certainly I don't think anyone wants, you know, books that are graphic sexually for children that may be inappropriate for the age.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is my guest. I'm Steve Lindell on the new WMUN, Delaware County Today. Senate Bill number 4, carrying recommendation of Governor Holcomb's Public Health Commission to address Indiana's poor health metrics. We're not doing very well in Indiana, and I know that you and the governor and many others want us to do better. What's up with that?
Well, I think what really brought that to the forefront was COVID. And during COVID, we had health departments that were wrestling with the issue of what are the proper safeguards and protocol, and, you know, how should each county be addressing the COVID issue. And what we discovered was that there wasn't uniformity among the health commissions in Indiana. So the bill is actually looking at how do we provide for consistency and uniformity among our health departments in the state of Indiana. And so it provides incentives if health departments choose to be part of a system whereby there will be kind of parameters and encourage that kind of consistent approach to how we improve the health of Hoosiers. Also funding for programs to improve the health of Hoosiers, because to your point, Steve, we're not a very healthy state. We're over the national average in, you know, heart disease and diabetes and obesity. And quite honestly, all of those things drive up healthcare costs and quite honestly, take a toll on our lives. And so that movement towards improving the overall health of Hoosiers by being able to have funding to be, you know, to promote programs that encourage healthy lifestyles is something that will pay dividends in the long run. And that, of course, is an extremely important bill in the General Assembly.
Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch is our guest on WMUN, talking about the session and what's been worked on and is being worked on. Buffer zone around police. I didn't know we needed a bill for this to create a 25-foot buffer zone around police investigating a situation that they're doing their work with. I didn't know we didn't have a rule or a law for this, Lieutenant Governor.
Well, common sense would tell you that people would respect that.
Sometimes,
when common sense doesn't prevail, you have to look at putting in place procedures that, you know, keeps people from violating that workspace that, you know, law enforcement needs to be able to do their job. So, unfortunately, like you said, Steve, didn't realize we needed that, but there have been incidences where people have interfered with police doing their job. And at the end of the day, they have to be able to do their job and allowing people not to be able to, or preventing people from coming and having direct contact with the law enforcement while they are actually in the process of investigating or controlling a situation. Unfortunately, that looks like that's what we're going to have to do.
Last item, I just wanted to talk to you about, respectful of your time. I understand that a bust of Joe Kernan, former leader from Indiana, well-respected man, was unveiled recently. Any thoughts on Joe Kernan?
You know, Joe, I did not have the pleasure or the honor of serving with Joe Kernan. I was actually in local government when he was Lieutenant Governor and Governor of the state of Indiana. But he was well-respected and beloved for a number of reasons, and just a real public servant, someone that could work across the aisle and bring people together in a collaborative manner to move Indiana forward. So, you know, it was a celebration of his life and a dedication of a bus to, so that Hoosiers can remember the things that he did for the state of Indiana and how Hoosiers have benefited from his public service. It was a joyous occasion.
Well, thank you much for your time, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. Always a pleasure. Look forward to our next conversation, hopefully soon.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Excellent. Great. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, live from our live line here on WMUN. We'll continue with more of today's Delaware County Today radio show in a moment. One of my favorites on the Fox network is Howie Kurtz. We'll get to him in just a moment. He's the one that talks about media and how the media handles things. That's coming up in a moment on WMUN.
Bum, 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 bum.
Would you calm down? We're in public.
It's just that. Look, man, I haven't had a Mancino's grinder since last week. The real question is, how are you not this excited?
First time, actually.
Whoa, pump the brakes. Get this man a pizza. Stacked.
Mmm. Oh, man.
Right? Is that fresh? Isn't that good?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's just that good. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders on Bethel in front of Royal King.
The Daily WMUN Delaware County Today Radio Show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I'm an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon.
Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a
strong trustworthiness in what we're saying, that speaking truth to power, and for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? It's still this, that, and the other. Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa command, play WMUN.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
At the United States Postal Service, we're reinventing our network to help keep your business moving. With new shipping options to deliver better value, greater flexibility to conveniently reach your customers, more confident shipping with new informed delivery features, and new electric vehicles for a cleaner, brighter future. Fast, reliable, perfectly orchestrated. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America. Learn more at usps.com/movingforward.
Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill, and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie. Our first addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
On Tuesday, March 21, I'm sure Howie would understand, media mogul for Fox News Radio that he is, he's getting bumped. He's bumped from our show list right now. Let's instead resume my conversation with Senator Todd Young that occurred first on March the 13th. Senator Todd Young is my guest. You use the word with me and with a lot of your interviews, and importantly so, bipartisan. You're always trying to work across the aisle. We've had these conversations before.
When it makes sense, and it often does. You
gotcha,
know, bipartisan
doesn't
mean good or responsible, but neither is partisan, right?
I do see D's and R's with respect to health care for expectant mothers and some work that you've done recently. Can you tell us what your work is with others on that issue?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I've been emphasizing is we need to put the dollars with respect to internet build-out where it can serve as a force multiplier to the delivery of telehealth services to the underserved. So whether that's in an urban community or out in a rural American where there aren't enough OBGYN services, if we can provide those services to expectant mothers, we reduce the number of preterm births, improve the survivability and health of women. And so that's the Connected with Moms Act. I forget the exact title of my legislation, but That's one of the legislative initiatives we've been focused on. I've been doing a number of things in this space, though. I've also been able to come up with a very modest government-led effort to crowd in private money to scale up the nurse-family partnership, and that's the Social Impact Partnership Act, and we could use things that are working. Being implemented by Goodwill of Central Indiana and many other not-for-profits around the state of Indiana, get private dollars in with a little government seed money to scale up their services and, here again, reduce the burden on taxpayers that they'll end up paying for Medicaid remediation of a lot of suboptimal health outcomes and ensure we have more healthy babies and moms in the process.
Senator Todd Young is my guest. I have the benefit of notes. You're doing this all
That's
off the
okay.
cuff. The
That's
Mom Act is the Connected Maternal Online Monitoring Act.
There we go. Yeah,
you do that, of course, but that's a lot of words to have in your... I don't know how you remember all the things you remember. On China, here in the heartland of our country, how seriously should the public, I mean, just Mr. and Mrs. Indiana, consider all that's happening there and how that could impact us here?
Well, gosh, where do I start? Why don't we start with the economy? Because that's where we tend to really feel the pinch.
Sure.
Over really a number of decades, especially over the last 10 years, we have become so close to China. We source so many components as it relates to manufactured goods from that country, that they're aware of our vulnerability, and they're prepared to weaponize our vulnerability and their productive capacity. So that led me to pass the CHIPS and Science Act so that we could become less dependent on whether it's Chinese-made computer chips or those around China that could be disrupted by China if they ever wanted to. We had a little taste of this during the global pandemic when supply chains were interrupted. But that would just be child's play compared to an intentional disruption of computer chip dependency on China. So what we did is what other major countries have already done, which is come up with a modest subsidy to ensure we're manufacturing enough of those chips here in the industrial Midwest. That'll lead to jobs for Hoosiers, but allow us to become more resilient against Chinese nefarious activity. I'll be very brief. They're doing a number of other malign things with respect to Hoosiers and other Americans. They're stealing our intellectual property, the secret sauce that allows them to then make many things that we should be making and benefiting from here. And they're building out their military in a way that's threatening to their neighbors, allowing them to disrupt our supply chains and trade channels on any given day. That, of course, in a really direct way impacts lives here in Indiana. And I haven't even mentioned the possibility of military conflict. Let's hope that that's a little further into the future. But the best way to make it further into the future is to equip some of our allies and partners to deter any military problems in the Pacific.
There's a lot of talk about TikTok, too, with respect to China. When my wife Nancy and I see TikTok, we see a grandchild, you know, goofing around on TikTok or whatever.
Yeah.
We have great concerns about the kinds of things that maybe a little girl is doing on TikTok and so on and so forth, and privacy issues. But from what I'm hearing from you and your counterparts in D.C. and beyond, that is not just necessarily a toy, as it seeming to be.
No, and for those parents out there, please don't perceive that, you know, your senator wants you to feel guilty about your kids using TikTok. I've got four kids, and each of them are on TikTok, so I admit that. It's kind of their way of entertainment and communication. My kids get news from it, but know that the Chinese Communist Party is able to access that data. There's really not a bright line between private companies in China and the data that they warehouse on one hand and the government on the other. So that's a massive national security vulnerability. Just last week, Christopher Wray, the director of our Federal Bureau of Investigation, said that this is a big national security vulnerability. We cannot have our children subject to the message targeting, the disinformation and misinformation of the Chinese Communist Party. And conversely, we can't have information about our children's clicking habits and how their brains work fed to the Chinese Communist Party. So we in Congress have an obligation to very much narrow what can be divined from these devices. We need to get our eyes onto the algorithms. And if we can't get that, we're going to have to consider doing what they did in the House already, which is exercising the nuclear option, just prohibiting TikTok from being on our phones.
Senator Todd Young, I want to be respectful of your time. I always look forward to our conversations. They're always better in person, though, partly because you get to hear yourself in the headphones here inside of our studio. Do you see what I'm doing, getting closer to the microphone?
I'm learning from the master.
Talk
yes,
like that.
Yes, yes. It's the dulcet tone of your voice. Yes.
That is an earlier recorded interview from March 13th. Senator Young was very impressed with our studio, our microphones, and he especially liked our headphones. We appreciate his in-person interview again. Join us again tomorrow and every day, please, for Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.